This is Greta Mart with KCBX News. A Mexican multinational company named Cemex operates a sand mine near a beach about 8 miles north of Monterrey. The company's customers use the sand in products ranging from artificial turf to concrete, but the facility's long been controversial in the area, and this week there was a new development. To learn more, I spoke with a reporter who's been covering this story for several years. David Schmaltz is a senior staff writer at the Monterrey County Weekly. I started out our conversation by asking David to describe the Cemex sand mine.
Sure. It is the last remaining coastal sand mine in the United States in Sand City in the city of Marina, where the Cemex mine is operating now. Historically, there were about a half dozen sand mines that operated for several decades, and they all used drag lines. They were shut down by the State Lands Commission in the mid to late 1980s because the State Lands Commission has jurisdiction over the public trust land seaward of the mean high tide line. And after some environmentalists, you know, started really campaigning, it was determined that they weren't going to renew the leases for those sand mines because of the erosion impacts they were creating. However, the Cemex mine, since the mid-1960s, they've been operating their mine in a dredge pond above the mean high tide line. So they have been able to skirt regulation for many decades that way.
I see. Okay, and what happened this week?
So the news this week was that the State Lands Commission made a determination that the sand that they're mining from this lagoon that is above the tide line is actually coming from the public trust land, in that the sand flows down the coastline and then waves wash it into the lagoon. So what they basically said was, just because you're operating in a place outside of our jurisdiction, you are taking a state resource with this operation. Therefore, you're subject to regulation. You haven't had a lease since you let it expire in 1969. You must immediately apply for a new lease or cease operations immediately. And they mentioned that the lease application could potentially be subject to environmental review, and that would mean environmental impact report, and it's pretty indefensible operation from an environmental standpoint.
Have you talked to the company? What is their reaction to the state trying to shut them down?
I have not talked to anyone on the phone. They have not been amenable to that. There have been a couple spokespeople that I've gone through, and they maintain that it's a vested right, that they've been there so long, they, you know, that predates the Coastal Act, and you know, therefore they believe that they can keep operating this mine in perpetuity.
You've been covering this for a while. Were you surprised by this week's news, or did you expect it?
Well, I had a bunch of my sources went up to the State Lands Commission meeting on April 20th. They told me after that meeting that they got the sense that State Lands Commission was going to do something, just based on some things that Gavin Newsom said. But, you know, then 3 weeks passed and nothing happened, and you know, everyone's been waiting so long on the Coast Commission, people just sort of thought, well, you know, maybe this is going to be just another drawn-out wait. And then all of a sudden, you know, they took action. So I was a little surprised, but I did expect something to eventually happen. I just didn't know when.
If they go out of business, will we no longer have any concrete? I mean, where else will these companies that use it get the sand?
No. So this is the only coastal sand mine left in this country. But there are plenty more that are inland, that are basically quarries. And you know, this is one of many operations like this that Cemex has. It's not a huge part of their portfolio. So it's really just a drop in the bucket in terms of the global supply of sand. It's not going to have a noticeable impact on anything except the company's bottom line, and most importantly, on our local coastline.
Okay, got it. Thank you, David. Thank you so much for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.
I was speaking with David Schmaltz, senior staff writer at the Monterey County Weekly. I'm Greta Mart, KCBX News.